You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. With me of K2 Promotions is Alex Krasiuk. Very nice D-squared jumper there, Alex.
Yeah, it's my great pleasure. Sorry for being out for so long.
It's okay. I said I like your jumper there, the D-squared one.
Thank you.
You got good taste. Alex, how are you? First in, also, how is Alexander?
So fine. I spoke to Alexander maybe a couple hours ago. He's doing good. He's training hard, making his conditioning now. We were discussing some plans, some options for the future in case things are going different direction from what we read from the internet now.
Well, if we take our minds back to before the Chisora fight, of course, the winner of that fight, Alexander was always mandatory anyways, but the winner of that fight was in line for a shot at Anthony Joshua. If not, you get a load of step-aside money and take that deal. However, since then, of course, we've learned that it looks like the Joe Joyce fight is going to happen. What can you tell me about what a WBO have said to you about that Joyce fight?
What you said is true. That's what we expected. Because WBO was our... was something that stood behind our back and what we relied on. That Usyk has been the mandatory for 2 years, maybe year and a half, and WBO will force Anthony Joshua to fight Usyk first, and then as the real champion who has completed his mandatory go for an undisputed championship in heavyweights. But unfortunately, we were really surprised to learn that WBO agreed to sanction a Fury-Joshua fight for the regular WBO belt and to let another guy go for the interim championship. That was a huge surprise for all of us.
Of course, it's...
And it's normal that we didn't like it. It's normal because the expectations were quite good, were different.
Yeah, understandably. So this benefits Team Fury. This benefits Team Joshua. Of course, Joe Joyce comes into the picture now, so it benefits him and his team. However, in this picture, it only puts you at a disadvantage or disbenefits you. Is that a fair comment?
The only side who has no benefits of it is Alexander Usyk. No benefits at all. He doesn't get his right to challenge the as the mandatory to challenge the heavyweight title. He doesn't get his right for the step aside fee. He doesn't get his right to fight Anthony Joshua to fight it for big money. And he gets a chance to fight Joyce, who was never online, but suddenly appeared maybe just a couple weeks before the fight was announced by WBO.
What's Alexander Usyk said about this? Is he disappointed?
Yes, he was disappointed, and he's still disappointed. He says, okay, if I need to fight him, I will fight him, but that's not what we were expected to do and what we initially discussed with him. And that was true. He was completely right.
Did you think about taking legal action?
What would it give us? What kind of advantage would it bring us? None. We can go legal and let's say we can force the sanctioning body to sanction the fight for the regular belt. Would that stop AJ from fighting Fury? No way. That's actually the strongest argument WBO used for sanctioning the interim belt.
So have you accepted the situation now that you will have to fight Joe Joyce to put yourself back in for contention again?
Yeah, in case AJ and Fury fight is officially announced and settled, then we have to accept the situation.
Okay. If that fight with Joe Joyce does happen, essentially the winner is world champion because we expect Fury and Joshua to have two fights. So the winner will be stripped and the interim champion will then be upgraded. Is that your understanding as well?
Yes. Absolutely. That's what I spoke to Paco in January. Probably we discussed this issue, and that's what he told me. Listen, your guy, if he wins, he will become the champion. If neither Fury nor Joshua gonna plan to fight him after the first fight, so in any case, you can go forward as the champion, blah, 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 things like that.
Are we waiting first on a formal announcement for Fury Joshua for then this Usyk-Joyce fight to be officially announced?
This is the procedure. It's a matter of common reason that the interim championship can be announced only in case the regular championship cannot take place. And if we have no Fury Joshua fight confirmed, how can the interim fight go ahead? There's no basis for it, no legal basis for it. So we have to wait the moment AJ Fury fight is announced officially. Contracts are signed and WBO sends us the official letter that for the reason the champion is unavailable because he's engaged to fight for the undisputed heavyweight championship. We took the decision to sanction the interim and the interim will become blah, 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 blah. This is the proper way to do it. And I think WBO will use this scenario.
I appreciate you're waiting for that confirmation of the Fury-Joshua fight. But what have talks been like so far with Frank Warren, Joe Joyce, the promoter?
No talks. Yeah.
There's been no discussions.
I spoke two or three times with George, with his son. Yeah. That were the only discussions we had. I explain you something. Before we jump into negotiations, we need to know the basic condition, the split between the champion or between the challenger and the challenger. So the split, if it's an abnormal situation like we have with Joyce, the split should be calculated as the percentage of the last three fights of both fighters. So Usyk should present his officially declared purses for fight with Bellew, with Witherspoon, and with Chisora. Same should happen to Joyce. He has to present three fights. Then it's all put in the same pot. Percentage for Usyk, percentage for Joyce. According to my knowledge, the split should be 93-7 in the favor of Usyk. According to WBO rules, the split, the minimum split affordable is 80-20. And that's what we ask WBO to officially confirm, 80-20 split between Joyce and Usyk. Unless these figures are confirmed, the negotiations have no sense. Because how can we give the offers if they are not like relying on any of those figures? How can you say, for example, okay, I give you 1 million, okay, I don't want to get 1 million. Come to my show, I give you 2 million. Why two? This percentage normally is ruined by the split. And if you have no split, then then no offers. Any offer has no sense.
From what it sounds like, once talks do start, it's not going to be particularly easy to reach a deal from what's being said. Do you expect this to go to purse bids, that being said?
To avoid any complications, I would rather go to purse bid. That's what I feel. You see, like they had the disputes with Lopez and Cambosas. Easy. It goes to purse bid and the market shows the value of the fight, the real value of the fight. And who benefit? Everyone benefits, especially the fighters.
Where do you expect this fight to take place, Alex?
I have no idea. I'm not even sure if this fight is to take place.
Okay.
I tell you why.
Please do.
AJ Fury. Will it happen?
Well, from what we're hearing from both sides, whether it's Bob Arum and Frank Warren and also Eddie and AJ's side, they're all saying there's no issues at the moment. But obviously, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, there are no issues. But there is only one issue, the time. And the time is running. And this is the biggest issue now. In case they do not announce the fight within next, let's say, three weeks, there's no chance that WBO can wait so long. And without having it confirmed, WBO cannot announce the interim fight. I'm not sure. Well, I cannot confirm it anyhow officially, but I have a feeling, it's a hunch feeling, that Fury-AJ fight is not likely to happen very soon.
Right, okay.
And in case it doesn't, then Fury has either to vacate, or then Joshua has either to vacate or to fight Usyk.
I think when that fight is announced, if it happens, it will be much maybe easier to talk about the situation that you guys are in. And then if it doesn't happen, again, we can talk about it. So maybe, Alex, we have another catch-up. If Fury Joshua falls through, or if it goes ahead, and then we can talk about Alexander's future. I think it'll be much
definitely
easier. Yeah,
absolutely, Omar.
But I still appreciate your time today on IFL TV. You opened up as much as you can, so I do appreciate that.
That was my pleasure.
And we will talk soon. Okay, all the best. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.